Now, more of That Is Good to Know. Continuing with today's program, here's Jeff Stanislow.
Hey, Tampa. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. Welcome back to another weekend edition here on AM 1040, Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 10. Thanks for tuning in. We got some great talent that has came to our show over the last, now we're probably over 25 episodes. So doing some great work and sharing wonderful thoughts from and inspirations and learning and education from Tampa business owners, from Tampa consultants, from, you know, folks that do a lot of different things. We've finished off a lot of our nonprofit segments as well, where I'm sharing great things that our nonprofit community is doing. And we're going to continue on today. We are talking with Joshua Green. He's a keynote speaker and leadership coach. Joshua, thanks for joining the show.
Thanks for having me.
Wonderful, Joshua. You know, empowering your journey is kind of like one of the main highlights that we talked about. So tell us a little bit about your journey to where you're at. Give us a little of the backstory, you know, how you got into, you know, being a leadership leader. Now you're doing consulting and speeches and all this wonderful things helping others. But, you know, they had to have a foundation somewhere. How was that built?
I did. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I got to say, it has not been a completely to the right vertical path, I think, as most managers and leaders would agree. And in fact, I like to highlight when I talk to my audiences is that I used to be a really bad leader. I was a horrible manager. And one of my goals is to make sure that people learn from my mistakes and don't ever get trained and coached and mentored the way that I did myself when I was early on. But I've been in software and tech for a little over two decades now, and I've had the pleasure of leading small local teams and large international global distributed teams. And I also like to say that I was mentoring and leading remote teams on Zoom before it was cool, right? Before COVID came along and made it the norm for everyone. So yeah.
Before Zoom became that, that term that everybody came analysis, like, you know, Xeroxes to copying.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, when that happened, my teams actually didn't, I mean, obviously, you know, the world changed, so I'm not downplaying that. But as far as our business function, honestly, we didn't, in my direct and indirect teams, didn't really have that much of a, you know, it didn't change much for us. We had for many years built a team and a culture around making sure that people in multiple offices or geographic locations and whether that was a customer or whether it was employee base, we built relationships knowing that they were remote. And so we approached them in a remote way. And I don't think a lot of people did that prior to COVID.
Yeah. All right. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. Our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. We are talking with Joshua Green. Joshua has a website too, and you can check him out. It's joshuagreenlive.com. Now, Joshua, you inspire others and you talk about leadership and you talk about how, you know, I appreciate the fact that you said you weren't that great of a leader. You know, I myself think I am stronger at, you know, being more of an influencer than a leader per se. But, you know, maybe as you kind of like your years of experience, what are some of the characteristics of leaders or leadership that you see? Is it just born natural? Can someone work on it to get better at it? You know, let us know what your thoughts are on leadership.
You know, all the above, right? Whether you're a natural speaker, whether you communicate with people or not, leadership is definitely a journey, and it's multidimensional for sure. And so it's something you have to be checked on. I have to be checked on regularly. And all the people that either I mentor or I'm mentored by, we have a good bidirectional relationship to make sure we have those discussions for sure. I would say that the one of the key things and the thing that I try to push, nowadays more than ever is, you know, managers and leaders, whether it's junior, middle, or executives, everybody's being asked to do more than they ever have before with less, right? The financial markets, or whether it's AI, whatever the reason is on why a company is either shrinking the, you know, the employee count or holding off on, you know, maybe putting a freeze on hiring. The reality is people, we have to do more. And so middle managers find themselves squeezed between, let's be honest, sometimes really needy teams and inaccessible senior management that might have expectations that are a little too high, right? And so middle managers have to figure out how to deliver that value. And I think one of the things that I find is one of the keys for success there is building relationships, not just with your teams, because it's easy to say, hey, as your manager, you need to have relationships with your teams. I actually try to stress that you need to have relationships and thoughtful relationships with people in the entire org, you know, finance, HR, sales, software development, whatever the teams are. You need to have kind of your toe in each one of those and have a relationship, a core relationship built, so that you're not only collecting information about what's going on in the rest of the organization, but also they know what you're doing. You can build visibility and credibility.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I've done, you know, marketing and sales and business development for many years. And, you know, one of the things that I try to do is, you know, understand the holistic approach to the company and their pathway, because oftentimes, you know, if someone's in a marketing department and they're, you know, trying to craft messaging, but they're not talking to someone in engineering or product, it's very difficult for them to kind of envision what does it take. It's always, you know, in the development world, in the technology world, you're in there. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, we should just do this, make this change. But they have no idea what the impact to engineering and development that change has. It's not a copy and paste world. And it has a lot of ramifications. And plus, they can kind of give you insight to where the industry is coming, you know, where is it going, some very valuable information. And I agree with your sentiment of, you know, expanding your relationships just beyond your team, but understanding, you know, more of the verticals with inside the organization. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. And we're talking with Joshua Green, and Joshua is the founder of joshuagreenlive.com, a business coach, leadership coach, and, you know, one that's making an impact. So, you know, three things, one thing that, you know, you talk about circle of influence and getting to know these people, but, you know, it's one thing, how do you foster and build that, you know, valuable relationship? So it's not just superficial, but, you know, what are some of the secrets of really getting in there and building a sound fundamental relationship?
Yeah, and it's definitely something that I think people in office, and obviously we're in a hybrid world, a little bit of a battlegrounds per se with some companies on whether they're going to be remote or in office or hybrid. But you know, if you think back to just when we were all in office and that was the norm, just the little isms that you could pick up on people, right? We called it water cooler talk at one point, but it's just, you know, you see people in the elevator as you're going up and you talk about the weather, or you say, you know, the Lightning are in the playoffs, right? Impression said the Lightning are going into the hockey season. And, you know, you talk about sports teams, you talk about weather, you talk about cooking, you talk about whatever it is. When you walk by somebody's office, right, you just knock on that door. If it's Halloween time and somebody's got a bowl of candy there, it's all those little interactions that we get in an office. Now, I am a firm believer that in a remote setting or a hybrid setting, you can still replicate that, but it is not easy and it does require thoughtful approach on how you replace those little interactions. And that's where I try to really help people understand is, you know, whether it's a quick little Zoom text in the morning to your team, or you know, having a meeting that isn't to talk about business, just to talk about social interactions. There's all kinds of little tips that we can do, but we've got to find ways to make, you know, replace that human element that we all know inherently.
Yeah. I find it interesting. You know, you mentioned earlier about the, you know, do more with less, the tool sets that are available allow us to do things. I think sometimes that actually, you know, works against us because it's so easy to you know, add 10 people to an email string, right? And, you know, get other people's involved. But, you know, culture, you know, building the relationship is difficult as those types of things expand. And you kind of have to look for those nuances. You have to look for, you know, something that you can, you know, has an interest that you might share. And it has to be real and genuine. I know, you know,
yeah.
In marketing world, when they first started doing personalization to email, right, you know, and it was like, wow, this is really cool. Look, it says, Dear Jeff, you know what I mean? And this and this. And now everybody just kind of reads through that because it's just a data point, and that data point comes in, but it doesn't really, you know, dive into, you know, who I am and talk to me specifically. And I think that's where you need to go. Do you agree?
I completely agree. Yeah. And again, that whether it's superficial nature or when you make your conversation just simply transactional, that's not a relationship, right? And so if you need somebody's help in, say, HR or finance when you're really trying to get, say, a new headcount approved or finalize a hire or something of that nature, if the only time you call those people is when you need something, that's the relationship. But if you have a relationship with that person, it's somebody that you talk to, even if it's not on necessarily a regular basis, but you do know that they are human and you have had other communications, and every time you interact with them, it's not just to get something from them. When time comes where you do need some help, that relationship will pay dividends for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think you nailed it on the head there. It's like, you know, it's not just a transactional relationship, or, you know, you never call someone when you need someone. You have to build a relationship and build that trust over time. You know, we're talking with Joshua Green. Joshua Green is a coach, a leader, can help people, organizations and individuals, you know, with their journey to leadership. If one was to kind of take a look a little, like building out a roadmap, starting from, you know, listening to the show and the conversation, say, hey, you know, I need to work on my leadership skills and I need a little roadmap or I need a little plan. I got a piece of paper in front of me. You know, where would you start? And, you know, where would some of the, you know, circles of influence or circles or path or journey that you kind of would create with that piece of paper that people need to work on?
Yeah, first of all, I would say look at the relationships that you have just with, you know, with the layer above and below you, right? Because in reality, everybody's your boss. Your boss is your boss. Your employees are also your boss. Your customers are your boss from the side, right? So look at that first connection point to everybody and see if you really have thoughtful relationships with them. Can you get on the phone with them? And when you get on the phone with them, is it simply transactional and superficial, or is it something where you really feel like you have a relationship? Now, that doesn't mean that you don't have a relationship where there's an expectation of getting something out of it on both sides, but you have to have another layer and a little bit deeper layer. So I would say look at your current circle and see if those connection points, see maybe where the weak connection points are and try to work on that. Then I would say expand from there, right? What are the other teams? What are the other departments in the organization? Maybe you know they exist, but you really don't know somebody besides their name sitting over on the other team. You know, if you're in tech support and you don't know anybody in sales, that should be a flag for you. Go find somebody. Go, you know, go have a regular coffee with them or set up some sort of virtual Zoom meeting with them. And so start to expand outside of your close circle. And I know that's not easy for everybody. You know, that's definitely a skill of being able to just kind of go talk to people, especially at open doors that you don't have, you know, naturally. But those would be kind of two things I would say is a really good starting point. But it's got to be focused on relationships. And then it's just about the size of that relationship circle.
Yeah. That's a good point. You know, just start with your, you know, your kind of first layer. And, you know, maybe it's just about starting to build a better relationship with that first layer, you know, and then, you know, looking at the landscape, at least you kind of have now on your piece of paper or whatever, you know, tool that you want to use, if you want to use Asana or some other tool, however you want to do it. Now you kind of have like, the landscape so you can understand the connection points and, you know, starting with one and then growing it from there and then just building out that relationship. you know, Joshua Green, a business coach and leader. You can check out his website at joshuagreenlive.com. Why don't you walk us through, like, you know, maybe an engagement or a presentation or conference that you kind of led, and some of the key things that you really try to get through to someone. You know, you probably speak for hours or have, you know, several stages of your, you know, leadership programming. But, you know, where does it start? And, you know, what are some of the key things that you try to get across in any of your messages?
Yeah, and I have done a lot of public speaking, whether it's in private or public forums, and they really are great. And almost always audiences are hungry for this, right? You know, it's talking with people is a skill set that somebody like me would have, but it's the same skill that you need to be able to have to talk with your teams or talk with your coworkers or talk again with your boss or your boss's boss, right? Managing up in an organization is just as important. And probably a completely different topic for a different day, but still a skill that you need to be able to have. I think when it comes down to it, you've got to not only have that relationship with people, but you also have to be a storyteller. And a storyteller doesn't mean that you're telling, you know, falsities, of course, right? You want them to be accurate and genuine, and they don't have to be large stories, really. But have something in your pocket that if somebody does talk to you in the elevator, you know, maybe in reverse happens, a team, somebody in another team that you don't interact with and don't know very well decides to talk to you one day and ask you what you do and what's new. Do you have a quick little story that you can tell them? You know, like, how would you approach that? Are you the type of person that's going to be nervous by that interaction, or are you energized by the interaction, right? And have little stories that are kind of always in your back pocket so that you can tell anybody, you know. Hopefully when your boss comes and says, hey, what's new? What's going on? How are these projects? Hopefully you have a little story prepared for that. Yeah. And that doesn't have to be in a formal story, but you are a storyteller, right? You're trying to make sure that people understand your value and see your value. So I would say work on some of the storytelling for sure.
Yeah. I mean, people read the bullet points, but tell the stories, you know, when it comes down
exactly.
to it. You know, data sheets, spreadsheets, they just have information or data in them. You know, you have to be able to articulate the story behind those. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. Visit our website, thatisgoodtoknow.com. This episode is brought to us by your friends at Faithful Deliveries. If you need something delivered in Tampa overnight or same day for less than brown or blue, give a search for Faithful Deliveries and ask for our friend Dan Austin. Joshua, you know, you mentioned something about, you know, just telling stories and, you know, what have you. Maybe, you know, building these relationships is not always as easy. What are some of the challenges that one might have, or if someone's not really open to a relationship, you know, where, you know, does like a friction point might arise, and how does one get over that?
Ooh, boy, you're getting some psychology now, but that's really what it is, right? It's if there's friction points with somebody and you know you need to work on that, you know, maybe it's somebody in the organization you don't care for, or they don't care for you, or something of that nature, or it's just a person that has a personality that is just not one that you're so open to building a relationship. Yeah.
100%. You may think they don't care for you, but you don't even know. So then you just have this bias that you shouldn't care for them. So you got to figure out, like, really, is there an issue or not an issue, and work on it. So, you know, what would you, you know, recommend someone that might be, you know, kind of evaluating that situation?
I think you've always got to go into a situation, any relationship, giving people the benefit, first of all, right? You just said, I think that's a great point. Sometimes I've had people in the organization where we haven't had a quote-unquote good relationship. That's because we don't have a relationship. We both just assumed we didn't like each other for whatever reason, or you know, that we were maybe in teams that were naturally in opposition to each other. You know, like a software developer and in a QA, you know, a quality assurance tester or something.
Ah. But or the sales and marketing team and the finance team, right?
You know, you know, there's natural opposition all over the place, but that doesn't mean that we don't need to humanize that and talk through that. I think it just starts with cracking that open. You know, go talk to that person. And again, you don't have to talk about work. You don't have to say, hey, I didn't like the way that you QA'd my code the other day. But, you know, again, talk to them about weather, talk to them about sports, talk to them about something that is not work related. Just try to have a non-superficial relationship with them and see if you can communicate. Maybe find other people in the organization that you have similarities to, and, you know, maybe they can even help you, you know, kind of get a foot in the door and that open that relationship. And hopefully you have good leaders in the organization that you could also go to and just say, hey, I don't have a strong relationship over here, and I don't even know if there's something going on. Can you, you know, help put together some team event that can resolve that? So there's certainly ways to address it, but I would say don't run away from it, right? Don't just assume that it's there. If you want to go confirm it, confirm it. And I would say almost every time I've ever tried to confirm it, I found that my assumption was wrong.
Yeah, that's interesting in regards to, you know, what do they say? Sharing is caring, right? You know, getting people engaged into your story and engaging into their stories. I have two younger boys that are starting to enter the corporate world here. And I said, listen, you know, you have 2 ears and one mouth, you know, listen, learn, you know, and share. But don't be, you know, don't be just talking. Don't try to, over the top people with your story, right? Someone tells a story that's engaging and interesting. You don't need to pop in with a story that's bigger and better and bolder, because, you know, that's, you just, you know, you listen and you maybe interject or compliment or what have you. It's just not, it's not who's got the biggest story to tell here. That's not a competition. And you build relationships by, you know, listening and caring and engaging into the conversations. So, we're talking with Joshua Green. You can visit his website, joshuagreenlive.com. Well, tell us a little bit about your business and how it got started, how long you've been doing it, and what you do for, you know, individuals and companies.
Yeah, thanks. I guess I've been doing public speaking in some regards really my whole career. I found myself about 15 years ago kind of getting my first leadership position. And as I failed through that, and as I learned new tactics, I've just always been passionate about sharing what I've learned with people. And so as I've started mentoring people over the years, I didn't really plan on doing professional coaching as a thing, but I had more and more people tell me, hey, these tips you're giving me are very useful. Maybe you should give this to a wider audience. And so it's funny that out of me mentoring people, they mentored me back to, mm-hmm. you know, to help me get to this point and even build some confidence, right? Like, no matter who you ever talk to, you know, people doubt themselves for sure. And so again, just through thoughtful relationships that I've created and maintained, I've definitely received more than I've given for sure. And I've been lucky to be on the journey. Yeah. I love it.
Fantastic. Joshua, we got about a minute left for our great listeners of Tampa Bay, you know, consuming this knowledge about being a leadership and what have you. Is there, you know, other than your website, joshuagreenlive.com, do you want to share any other way to contact you, your phone or email?
Yeah, and feel free to email me. It's jg@joshuagreenlive.com. The website will definitely get you everywhere as you need to as well. And I'd love to talk with anybody about their journey. Feel free to reach out to me on any of the platforms.
Well, thank you again, Joshua, for spending some time here, sharing your knowledge on leaderships and building teams and building the relationships. I think anybody who listened to our show today would probably say, hey, that was good to know. And that's the whole point of the show. This is your host, Jeff Stanislow, signing off for another episode of That Is Good to Know. Again, Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on AM 1040. Thanks for tuning in, Tampa. Until next time.